This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Get out of the way!
We pledge allegiance to one flag, and that flag is the American flag.
InfoWars helped fuel the rumor that President Obama is an ISIS supporter.
It's been a cozy relationship from the beginning.
I will not let you down. You will be very, very impressed, I hope. And I think we'll be speaking a lot.
This means that Donald Trump will be the 45th president of the United States.
Waging war on corruption. It's
Alex Jones.
So let's just say you and your girlfriend were pregnant and you're happily expecting a baby and someone came along and punched her in the stomach a few times and killed the baby. Would that be a murder then, or is that just...
Yeah, that would be a murder if someone come and punch your wife, your pregnant wife, in the stomach. Someone punched them.
So, hold on. So it's okay. Hold on. So your girlfriend can kill her baby, and that's not murder, but then if someone else punches her in the stomach...
Yes.
Then it is murder.
Yes.
That's what you're saying.
Yes, sir.
Okay. Can you explain that to us?
You should be able to have an abortion if you want to. I mean, 8 months is a little bit far.
Okay.
I think there should be a cutoff.
2 months. 2 months.
What? Say...
2 months.
2 months? Actually, is 2 months the first trimester? Or how many... What's the months related to trimesters? The first month is two trimesters. Or first trimester is 2 months? Is that correct?
Up to 3 months is the first trimester.
Okay, so 3 months.
Let's say it's 2 months in.
But that's just in the middle of nowhere. Is it the first trimester? Or is it the second trimester? Or is it the third trimester?
We need a person with a uterus to answer this question. So I'm not
from here. So.
Oh, you're not. Okay.
No, I'm all sorry. Right.
If a woman was a couple months pregnant, very excited about having her baby, and someone were to punch her in the stomach a few times and cause
a miscarriage,
what do you think that person should be charged with?
Oh, that's a good question.
Is that murder then?
Possibly. You said what? A couple months. So that's really... I like how you put that one question after the other about abortion.
Is having an abortion in like the first trimester, is that a murder or is that just an abortion?
I feel like it's just an abortion. Once the birth goes on, until a certain point, you can't have an abortion because that...
So in the first 2 months or so, you think that's okay? It's just an abortion?
Because not all people are allowed to... Well, not allowed, but not all people can... what am I trying to say here? Can support a child on their own. So if you made a mistake of getting pregnant, why not fix it?
So if your girlfriend or wife was 2 months pregnant and somebody decided to punch her in the stomach a few times and cause a miscarriage, what should that person be charged with murdering your baby?
That person, yes, because that's not a self-conscious abortion. That is just...
So she can murder her baby and it's not murder, but if somebody else wants to kill the baby, then that is murder? I'm not following you.
As long as it doesn't have a heartbeat yet, it's not murder.
Okay, so you just said that the person should be charged with murder, so now they shouldn't be charged with murder? Let's say one of your bros is like, "Come on, man, this guy can't be having a kid, we still need to party." And he punches her in the stomach a few times to kill the baby. Is that murder now or no?
That is murder.
It is murder.
Yes.
But it's not
murder.
Assault.
That's a battery.
Well,
aggravated
it's
assault
and battery.
Murder.
Well,
that's just racking the charges right there.
So how is it murder, though? If she can kill the baby, you said that that's okay. But like, or let's say
because
if you...
Because within the first few weeks, if she has sex one night and gets impregnated...
This is a tough one, I know.
If she gets impregnated on night A, right?
No, we're talking... Morning B,
she takes the plan B pill.
Totally a different subject.
It has
no
heartbeat whatsoever.
Oh, my gosh.
And it's not murder.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is Tuesday, December... Oh, no, January.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
KD Armor raised the standard. Finally, AR-500 steel core body armor that comfortably conforms to the chest and torso. Unique design distributes weight, feeling lighter, increases mobility, and lessens fatigue. Introducing the Combat Quad Bend CQB, a revolutionary plate forming process that caters to the end user. The CQB is an industry game changer, a must-have for the ladies. Available now, only at KDArmor.com. CATIArmor.com. Come and take it.
From the InfoWars.com News Center, deep behind enemy lines in occupied Texas, broadcasting worldwide, you're listening to the voice of human resistance against the technotronic technocracy takeover. You're listening to Alex Jones.
23rd, 2017. We are now only 16 days until Donald Trump, president-elect, becomes the official 45th president of the greatest republic that's ever been seen on the face of this magical earth. It is historic. The forces of tyranny, the forces trying to stop innovation, the forces trying to bring in a new dark age of oppression and control are scrambling across the world as their stranglehold on humanity becomes looser and looser, and panic fills their vampiric eyes. Sometimes when history's staring you right in the face and you're so close to something so big, you don't tend to realize just how important a player you are all in this huge fight for liberty. None of us do. At least those of us that aren't arrogant narcissists who only want to run around and basically behave like a bunch of peacocks. Now, I have a mission-driven life, and I want to defend liberty. But I'll be quite honest with you. I've been so close to this problem and this information for so long that it only dawned on me this morning. And then the magnitude of it was so big that I don't even feel worthy of giving you this information. That's why, you know, it tends when something so huge, so massive, so breaking, I tend to almost hold back sometime because I just can't even imagine how I'm supposed to announce and roll this information out. In fact, I had guests coming in here at 11:30. I want to move those guests to noon or whenever you're listening in rebroadcast to the next hour because I need to just really focus and think about what I'm going to say here. I'm not somebody that goes off notes. And this is so big, and I tend to just go over all my documentation instead of just getting into the big statement itself. We kind of get lost in all the proof, don't we? The proof's all right here on air, everything you've seen. The allegory I would use would be like Ender's Game. Never read it when it was a book. My sister was into the books. Then I went and saw the movie, and it was okay, but the whole preface is what I find to be interesting, just as an archetype, that this wargamer kid doesn't know at the end that he's actually battling the enemy. Because they wanted him to just completely get into the zone of fictional war play until he was actually in it and didn't know that the whole time he's going out to the edge of the galaxy and fighting and then, of course, genociding the enemy. And quite frankly, I got involved on air because I really wanted to warn people. They were coming for our guns. They were stealing farmer and ranchers' property. Under environmental guises. They were doing a lot of corrupt stuff I saw personally. When I went to college, all they did in every class I had at community college was badmouth America, badmouth white people. These were white professors, all of them. And just talk about the overthrow of our republic and how horrible free market capitalism was, except for one black lady who was teaching basically remedial algebra. Because I was good at everything else, straight A's, but math. And I was having to, like, get ready to try to get my scores up so I could actually, you know, then place and get into UT. Which later I started the process of and did, but that never went. The point was, this black lady, it was a true activist. I forget her name. I'll go dig it up. She was a really nice lady, and she'd been to Africa several times on aid missions, and she said, all this leftist stuff's a bunch of bull. It's much more sophisticated than that, is to control everybody. I know you're all hearing in these classes all this stuff about, you know, how bad white people are and, you know, how we're doing all these bad things. But she goes, you need to go to Africa before you really see what's going on. And she was just talking about how it was all culture warfare and how the leftists were basically just another arm of the same system. And even at 18 years old, 19 years old, I wasn't fully getting what she was saying when she was just so disgusted with the entire place because it was a brainwashing laboratory. A brainwashing laboratory. At the bottom of the hour, I'm going to break the big news. I'm going to tell you the history of what's happened with the hacks of the DNC. I'm going to tell you what's happened with the hacks with Hillary's server. I'm going to break it all down, and then I'm going to go over the facts of it. But starting about a year ago, I had folks that are currently and formerly high-level different intelligence agencies on record and off record correct me. So much of what you're going to hear at the bottom of the hour, you've already heard here on the show in pieces. But we really should put it up there in lights for everybody. Hell, this message should be up on the side of the Goodyear blimp. And then what Obama's currently doing in the last 16 days, what they're going to attempt to do once Trump gets in, InfoWars really is the place where the highest level factual real information is released. There's a lot of other good information at Drudge and Zero Hedge and Breitbart, but we really are it. We're the best there is. And I don't say that out of some position of a power trip. It's the opposite. It makes me get short of breath because I'm somebody that can speak to a crowd of 10,000 people and not get any butterflies. I'm somebody that has a lot of confidence. But when it comes to doing the right thing and, like, doing, I guess, brain surgery on a little kid, they say brain surgeons have one of the lowest life expectancies, incredible heart attacks, incredible stress, because it's so microscopic what they're doing when these huge scopes are looking through, these microscopes, basically, that any wrong move, they're going to brain damage or, you know, kill their patient. And it's that same feeling of, wow, this is really dangerous. This is real. This isn't movies. This isn't spy thrillers. This isn't, you know, the days of the Condor or whatever. This is the real deal for Western civilization and the whole future, basically, of humanity and all of us that are the InfoWars family are just the focal point of the resistance. I'm part of the focal point like a composite eye on a dragonfly. You're a part of the composite eye. All of us together with the activism and the focus and Americana, we are the remnant. We're what's left of what they tried to exterminate culturally, spiritually, genetically, everything. And it's going to be our job to return the republic, or at least desperately in the next 30 years battling AI and the globalists. It'll be our job to make sure that this remnant makes it through that level to the next remnant. Because all that has to make it is a remnant of humans that are truly intact, not completely genetically mutated and poisoned and dead. If we get 1,000 of us through this thing, we're going to win, as long as the species makes it out of its greatest challenge it's now facing. Now, that's part of a whole larger issue. But I do have the sense of the long game, the long war, and I'm not a selfish person. Because I'm the most selfish person you'll ever meet. Let me explain that. I will lay down my life to see humanity make it and not be scum, and I believe in this species. And I see the globalists demonizing and putting us down 24/7, and I'm sick of it. And I know their spirit, I know who they are, and they must be defeated. I'm selfish for my children and your children and their great-grandchildren together into the future so that we can continue the amazing experiment of men and women loving each other and merging their genetics and creating new beautiful creatures with wonderful souls and all the discovery and all the amazing things and all the love and all the passion. I want to go on and on and on because I know there's eternal life in our species and in our genetics as long as we succeed as a species. I fear the death of the species so much I have no fear for my life. In fact, I have to control myself and just because it's the opposite of fear. It's total will to defeat the enemy. And it's so empowering, I can't even contain it. And it's that spirit that we're releasing on the enemy. And I'll just tell you, I've sat there and talked to Trump before I said that to him. He said that to me. Incredible. The real Donald Trump. And people are going to see that. They're going to see the spirit of justice and of prosperity turned loose. And that's why the enemy is freaking out, because the enemy knows. And I've got to hand it to Trump, the way he cloaked this long. He's just a master to counter these dark sorcerers. And they're scared. They're scared. They're real scared. And they should be. Because Trump and myself, people like Drudge, we're all just the first big wave. Stuff's coming after us real fast as the spirit rises that is going to absolutely devastate the enemy. But let me give you a warning. The enemy is going to turn loose some stuff as well. We're going to see their champions stomp out on the field. So get ready. I'm going to break down what's really behind WikiLeaks, the whole compendium, the battle inside the intelligence agencies, what's going to happen if Obama tries to block Trump and everything at the bottom of the hour in T-minus 13 minutes. This is the most important broadcast I've ever done. You'll want to stay with us.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at FullyCookedBacon.com. FullyCookedBacon.com.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
What looks good under your Christmas tree and tastes even better? Big Berkey water filters. Yes, the gift of clean water. A gift that provides a great foundation for achieving good health in the lives of your loved ones. A Big Berkey water filter gives them protection from bacteria, heavy metals, chlorine, fluoride, pesticides and herbicides, VOCs and more. And best of all, a Big Berkey water filter is a gift that lasts for many years with no additional investment. And that saves time and money in filter replacements that other water filters require and are even powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. As always, all orders over $50 are shipped free, and GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Order online at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com, spelled Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, WaterFilters.com, or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-B-E-R-K-E-Y. Gift well this Christmas. Give a Big Berkey water filter.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Ho, 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 this is Jet Watley from Riding with the Elephant. I'm on a new CD that just came out maybe yesterday on Beatle Records. Ho, ho, ho again, and Merry Christmas to you all.
Trump defeated as president, elected in a giant landslide, totally won the popular vote, totally won the electoral. They stole five states. We caught them in, probably more. Tried to steal five others, but those five states caught Homeland Security breaking in the five states and blocked them. That's all come out, but not on the national news, because it's not news. It's enemy propaganda. Now, I got up this morning and saw that Julian Assange, also I saw it last night as they were promoting it for Hannity tonight, had come out and said, look, unequivocally, our source is not Russian. Now, I happen to know the multiple sources that Assange has. When I say I know the sources, I know that multiple sources in U.S. intelligence, but also in NATO, and also right out of the United Kingdom. I mean, he's got so many sources it'll make your head spin. He's got duplicates. He's got everything. It's so much stuff. A thousand people couldn't go over it all. That's why he has all these different journalists that are helping him. And let me just give you a newsflash. Some of them are operatives. The ones that turn on, the ones that say, don't worry about his safety, he's fine. Greenwald and people are for real. You can tell they're for real. Losing their jobs, having folks come after them. But when you sit there and you see the overall picture, clearly Assange is totally surrounded. The guy has amazing courage. But I've been told for over a year by multiple high-level sources exactly what's going on. And then so many times it comes true just like they said. And then I have my other sources and our own back channels. I mean, we broke what really happened in Benghazi. But we're always so busy covering the next big issue, we don't give ourselves credit, which we should give ourselves credit so people understand that Cy Hirsch came on this show and thanked us and our sources and our work for the last 4+ years exposing what happened in Benghazi. That's a Pulitzer Prize winner. And why did he do it? Because he wanted to point out, yes, you're on target and so am I. We need to get attention on this. Our military told Obama, we're not going to be part of this anymore. We're not going to back radical jihadis. We had a soft coup against Obama's coup. He writes about it in Military to Military and other articles and books he's written on the subject that just came out last year. In fact, just about a year ago, on January 7th, 2016. So when I come back, I'm just going to lay out the big facts of where we currently are. Then I'll flesh out some of the background and as much as I can tell you. But again, you get involved in this process and you don't even notice you're leading it. And I'm not saying that for credit. I'm saying so people understand you're going to get the absolute breakdown on what's currently going on and the war inside government. Look how it's all coming out. Leaked audio. Obama wanted ISIS to grow 16 hours ago. Good, good. The leaks are starting. In fact, that's what print that for me. And again, I'm so busy in the fight, folks, I can't even keep track of half this. So understand, keep sending us the emails, keep posting articles, you know, keep making comments on the message boards. Help us, too. People say, why aren't you covering this? Too much is happening. It's a war, folks. There's a fog. We're winning. The enemy is routed, but it's still a war, and things could turn. I've been saying the last week, and I really intensified it yesterday, basically hysterical for 3 hours. I said, you have got to leak everything you've got now in the next 16 days. 17 days yesterday. You got to hit them with everything. And I know what they've got. I mean, I know what some of the really bad stuff is. And I also know that it's very hard for my own safety not just get all this out. Because as soon as I get it all out, I'm safe and my family's safe. This isn't a game, folks. You're not watching a movie here. This is the real deal, toe-to-toe with the globalists. Understand? People seem to think, like, news is fake, but then all the fake Hollywood stuff's real. No, mainstream news is twisted and garbage. Hollywood's fake. This is real. And MSM's been caught in a bunch of fake news. But I've got to say, I've been very critical of U.S. intelligence agencies over the years. I've been very critical of the military, as you know. But in the last 5-6 years, all of our complaining, all of our saying, do something, stand up, do the right thing, the military, the intelligence agencies have. They are the stars of this whole deal, doing the right thing, actually, and upsetting the entire New World Order. And guess what? Other agencies are doing it for their nation states as well. It's a very exciting time to be alive. It's epic, legendary to the next level. Legendary to the extreme. I mean, I don't know of new words to describe because we've never been through something like this. So I'm going to try to take all this data and just focus it down and encapsulate it on the other side. Tell everybody you know, tune in now to learn about the current civil war inside the U.S. government for the future of the republic.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
Taking turmeric is good, but there's a problem with it. The active ingredient in turmeric, known as curcumin, is poorly absorbed into the cells due to its large particle size. But now, One Planet Nutrition has the answer for this powerful anti-inflammatory. Nanocurcumin, a nanoparticle curcumin which absorbs over 40 times better into your bloodstream. Discover more health benefits of nanocurcumin and nanocurcumin plus, now on sale at oneplanetnutrition.com. Use promo code GCN for your special discount at oneplanetnutrition.com.
Is there a stock market bubble in the making?
You need an early warning system for your investments because you've worked too hard to be surprised by your money. Now, guarding your wealth has never been easier. Introducing WealthGuard from OnTheMarkMoney.com, an early warning system that tracks all your accounts. WealthGuard lets you know in advance if your accounts are dropping. It works for all accounts, whether you work with us or not. Get WealthGuard today, 100% free. Go to OnTheMarkMoney.com. That's OnTheMarkMoney.com.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
From the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
How many times must I tell you, baby? How many bridges I got to cross? How many times must I explain myself? Or I can talk to the boss.
Came out a while back. The New York Times sat on the audio, but now it's been re-leaked. Obama wanted ISIS to grow. Secret speech, John Kerry, to the Syrian opposition. Of course, we already knew that. We reported that first. Tosh Plumlee, the most famous CIA contractor ever, basically lost his job, got kicked out of it, and when he came on the show and got death threatened and got visited. We're going to stop right there. They did all sorts of other dirty tricks that I'm not even going to at liberty to get into here on air. But he basically had to live on a military base so they wouldn't kill him. And he broke what they really did at Benghazi first. Now, he already, of course, had other sources in NATO, in the military, in the Delta Force, you name it. And then, of course, we had Colonel Schaefer on 1 week after Benghazi, laying out everything that happened. It all came out years later, congressional testimony. The stand-down orders, everything, giving the missiles to the jihadis, then transship them into Syria, everything. And now, there it is again. Remember, Remember? Trump saying Hillary and Obama are the founders of ISIS. They even came up with the name at the White House. And that's our next story. I have been told that the information being held back by U.S. intelligence agencies, amongst many, is the actual memos and orders from Obama and Secretary of State Hillary to even create the name ISIS, Islamic State, to change the subject off the fact they were caught backing Al-Qaeda, because the name Al-Qaeda was so shocking. You're like, Alex, you told us this 4 years ago. I know. That's what they've got in these leaks, and they're going to release it. That's one of the things. And that's why Trump's out there telegraphing. Oh, yeah, 9/11. We need to look at the Bushes in 9/11. Jeb drops out the next day. And then we have all this other just incredible stuff happening. Oh, Ted Cruz's daddy, CIA, boom, drops out 2 days later. What do you think? Trump's just coming up with this stuff out of a crystal ball he's got in the back room. It all just keeps devastating him. Let's go ahead and play that clip. Here it is.
Then Obama came in, and normally you want to clean up. He made a bigger mess out of it. He made such a mess. And then you had Hillary with Libya. So sad. In fact, in many respects, you know, they honor President Obama. ISIS is honoring President Obama. He is the founder of ISIS. He's the founder of ISIS. Okay? He's the founder. He founded ISIS. And I would say the co-founder would be crooked Hillary Clinton.
Now, the co-founder. The Kerry tapes up on Infowars.com. WorldNet Daily's picked it up. I believe Drudge has it. The point is that it's an hour long, and we're going to get some excerpts of it and play it for you. But this is huge. Obama wanted ISIS to grow, close quote. They didn't just want it to grow. It's Al-Qaeda out of Saudi Arabia. It's an invasion of Syria. That's been declassified. And they sit there with this trillion-pound creature in the living room telling us we're stupid and conspiracy theorists, when I have Colonel Schaefer, the former head of the anti-Al-Qaeda operation, with over 1,000 people under him, trying to hunt down Al-Qaeda for 4 years. And I've had, you name it, congressmen on, Walter Jones, everybody that's seen the secret documents. And if you think that's high up, imagine who I talk to on the telephone. As high as it goes. And everybody already knows that. And I'm just telling you, folks, what you're hearing here is the absolute facts. They've got, you name it, sex crimes, pedophile airplanes, Epstein, it's the tip of the iceberg, just the entrance to the rabbit hole of nasties, the nastiest people you can imagine, drug dealing, white slavery shipments into the Middle East, massive drug dealing, just drugs that are poisonous being approved, they know are approved. Testing lethal pathogens on the troops. Just, it's all. I mean, when Trump saw the stuff a few years ago from classified sources of what they're doing at the VAs, he literally goes into rages, okay? And I'm just telling you, they're in deep trouble when he gets in. He knows everything. He knows about 9/11, all of it, all of it. I've had former spy masters, current spy masters, all of them tell me, look, Alex, don't worry. You watch what Trump does. I had people approach me 4 years ago and go, Donald Trump, you know, he's going to be a big, going to bring down the New World Order. Really likes what you're doing. I mean, like, that guy with hotels, the guy with orange hair, because I don't watch mainstream TV. That was all just his cover, folks. And they are crapping their drawers. So let me give you the big news right now, because I got sidetracked with the other big leaks proving everything we ever said. On the Al-Qaeda ISIS front, how bombshell is that? But that segues into this, the biggest news ever. Why do you think going back 4 years ago when they're doing the big invasion of Syria, calling it a civil war, just like they've done in Libya, the West starts a civil war with jihadis out of Saudi Arabia and other areas, but now in Syria, it's easier for troops to get to. They're coming in from all over the world. Jihadis from Russia, jihadis from America, the UK, Canada, Australia, Tajikistan, Uzbekistan, Afghanistan, Serbia, Albania. I mean, they're just pouring in for the big jihad to get their own house, get their own land. You come take the country, you get houses, swimming pools, everything. You get the businesses, the oil wells, everything that Syria ever built in thousands of years, you get it. Oh, we're told about Israel having a few, you know, 20 square miles or something they took. Okay, whatever. After we talk about the jihadis running wild and 5 million of them invading Europe and Merkel opening the borders up and we're getting flooded, after we've dealt with all that, okay, then we can moralize about Israel. It's ridiculous. Quite frankly, why is Israel even in Israel? It's completely surrounded by psychotic nuts that can't even get along with each other. But continuing, ladies and gentlemen, so Obama starts coming out 4 years ago and announcing that Russia is this enemy, and Russia has caused all this turmoil in the Middle East, and even weird stories, you know, 4 years ago, 3 years ago, going, oh, they're behind Al-Qaeda and ISIS, but no one bought it, so they backed off. So there's a kernel of truth. I'm going to give you, just to be completely truthful, there's a kernel of truth to what Obama says from his perspective about the Russians have hacked America. You want to hear the big secrets? I'm just going to give them all to you right now. And you're going to go, wait a minute, this has already been the news. I know, but no one puts it together. And I don't just have the pieces together, I have all the sources. But it's complex, but it's also very simple when you pull back and see the whole thing. Our military was desperate 5 years ago. They knew the plan. Wesley Clark even came out and talked about it. He's a liberal. To take down these seven countries using radicals, you stabilize the whole Middle East, then flood Europe. It's a horrible, evil plan. It's a Soros plan. That's in the WikiLeaks. And again, so much of what you're about to see come out in the next few days is already in the WikiLeaks, already been brought out. Now it's just going to be brought forward again. And new information is going to be released every day as we speak. Get ready. You're going to see the dam break because Obama and Hillary broke their deal with Trump. They blinked election night. They were told, we got all the dirt on you. We know you just tried to steal these other states. You just stole these. We got people ready to come forward with all the evidence. We're watching you. We've got almost everybody in the agencies watching you. You really have screwed the pooch. You and your operatives are cut off in your foundations. Don't try anything. Everything's going to be released tomorrow if you do. And so that's why Trump said, sorry, we're a little late. A lot of stuff going on. A lot of things happening tonight. He'd been on the phone with Obama and Hillary's people. Hillary was throwing stuff, breaking things in a rage. We told you the next day, it came out weeks later. She had to be sedated. They were so arrogant up at the top, they thought all these intelligence agencies and groups would follow all the criminal orders. When they were given the plans to hack and steal all the elections, all they did was tip off the states. They weren't able to stop it in every state, though. This was an incredible battle. Folks, Trump won the popular vote by like 10 million. But they couldn't have huge numbers of blacks and Hispanics vote. And they had to give you fake numbers and say, oh, he didn't convince them. Because they don't want blacks and Hispanics to have the victory and be part of this. So they'd put up a false narrative. Oh, he barely won. And oh, you got a little extra blacks and Hispanics. But no, it was a tsunami. It was a gigantic victory. It was huge. Ginormous. A total realignment, a total repudiation, and they were just, we just lost, we stole, you're going to release all the debt. And then they kind of hyped themselves up with Pelosi and Soros in the last few months to try. Well, let's try getting the electors. Well, let's try a recount. Well, let's try saying they're Russian spies. Because the truth is, the generals in our military, and again, I told you this 4 years ago, it came out Cy Hirsch a year ago. Again, just we told you over and over again, proven Cy Hirsch, boom. But this is so huge. I'm going to lay it out now. Just there's so much background. There's been an internal civil war in this country inside the intelligence agencies everywhere. Obama and Hillary were so evil, so bad, that even mercenaries and corrupt people said, we're not with these crazy people that want to kill prosperity and want to, you know, domesticate everybody. And no, it's not happening. Americana's too sexy to let a bunch of chicken neck scumbags like Hillary walking around having seizures everywhere. I mean, that image of her squatting on us and basically marking her territory, peeing on us, just isn't floating, okay? America's not going to have Obama and Hillary and Madeleine Albright and all these people because they don't have power. They're nobodies. They're cowards. They're scumbags. We're not going to sit here while you pee on us. It's just not happening. So that's what's happening to you. So let me explain what's about to happen. And I told you this months ago, and I told you this yesterday, and I'm telling you again, but now I'm going to go ahead and tell you what the information is. It's how you tried to steal the election. It's how you created the name ISIS to confuse the public. Oh, yes, the Council on Foreign Relations private meetings that Hillary and John Kerry were at. You think somebody recorded those? You think somebody recorded those, Hoss? You think we don't have people everywhere, jackass? That's just some of what's out there. It's all out there. So damaging, it may destroy this country. But before you're able to strangle it for sure and destroy it, it's going to be released. All of it. So, you broke your deal with Trump, you weasels, because a lot of this probably doesn't need to come out of so bad. It needs to be reformed, taken care of, people need to be dealt with. A lot of folks need to get cancer. We're the real fast-acting type. They need to agree to it. But no, you're going to go on to the end. You're not going to stop. You're going to try to keep trying to sabotage things once Trump gets in. We understand that. We know you're not going to go away. We understand you're never going to back off. We get it. And so Santa Claus is getting a list. He's checking it twice for who's naughty and nice. And so you want to have a big fight? You want to have a big civil war? Fill your hand. Go ahead. You don't think everybody's been running around forever getting ready for this? You stupid, arrogant people. You'd hijack the top of the country. You'd looted us. You'd robbed us 7 ways to Sunday, but you had to rub it in. You had to get up on TV like a bunch of megalomaniacs and go, and your kids belong to us and the state, and we ripped you off of Obamacare, and God, the public's dumb. A bunch of weird chicken neck Harvard guys having little wimp celebrations about how they destroyed America and how they were better than us. Yeah, you're about to find out. So here's the big announcement, just in total. It's a labyrinth of evidence. The globalists are losing everywhere. People don't want this tyrannical New World Order global government model. We're not even debating whether world government's good or bad. Let's just cut that out for academic reasons. This world government is nothing but a corporate looting arm which admits it wants a post-industrial world, the end of nation states, only trade corridors, 99% of stuff collapses, and then the elites have high-tech city-states that are heavily guarded and controlled, and everybody else lives in squalor. And people say, oh, there's a movie about that. There's books, Hunger Games. I told you this 20 years ago. I put it in films 15 years ago. No, that's art imitating life, folks, not life now imitating art. It's art imitating life. It's what's going on. So here's the big announcement. In summation, WikiLeaks and a whole bunch of other groups, WikiLeaks is just some branding name, And one major clearinghouse of folks that have been going over all this stuff and have the courage to do it. That's kind of what we are as well. But them do it even a higher level when it comes to the documents themselves, because I won't touch the things. You start getting these real things, you start getting followed around, you start getting guys beating up in parking lots. You start getting hit on the head. Okay? So, it's not that I'm even afraid of that. It's that people didn't used to even care when I got secret documents, because I was just some guy on a few radio stations like, oh, yeah, that's not real. The point is Assange got big journalists behind him with a lot of credibility. And so now we're sitting here watching this total war with 16 days out. Obama and the globalists desperately want to keep Trump out of office. Globalism is failing all over the world. Nationalism and populism is surging. The elite in every major publication admit to themselves they are burning down in a day. Babylon's burning in a day. I mean, the next few years is like a minute in the scheme of human history. So a day is like a year. It's just amazing. It's so mind-boggling. So there's this war going on currently, and they've told him, okay, all this horrible stuff, we don't want to release more. Stop it. Admit your beat. Back off. Let us cut the taxes. Let us resuscitate the country. Just stop this ritual of abusing America for your own personal weird leftist mind control. Stop it. And they went, okay, we're going to stop it, and then came right back attacking. Behind the scenes and now publicly. And so when they say, oh, there's Russian agents hacked us, the kernel of truth is our military and our patriots checkmated Obama with the proof of this and said, you let us now take these groups out or we're going to release all the info. And again, Obama said, okay, I will, but then always sabotage the missions. It's the same deal. Okay, I'll back off, but then he never really does. So they've been through this 6 or 7 times now with Obama and the globalists. So the Russians said, okay, we'll talk to your military. Sure, we'll talk to your chairman of the Joint Chiefs. Sure, we'll talk to all the heads of your military. Oh, you want us to come in? You know we're already there. You know we're already losing thousands of troops every few months. Oh, sure, you're not going to give us a problem if Air Force comes in. Okay, we'll divide the country in 3 parts. We'll even go with your previous plan. Sure, we just want to stop World War III. Boom, we're coming in. They come in. and they join U.S. military forces now there who know everything they do has been given to the ISIS people days beforehand. So now the military started doing tests in the last year, getting false info back to the Pentagon, knowing they've got moles inside there from Soros, and then they're even using that in disinfo to get the ISIS people to attack the wrong spot. And they're like, oh my God, Obama is feeding intelligence directly to ISIS. Well, of course he is. Saudi intelligence and the Chinese intelligence basically runs that thing. We've got congressmen introducing bills to stop funding ISIS. We have Democrats coming out and speaking out as well. We have Democrats coming out and saying, oh, Obama, we got hacked 2 years ago in the big giant hack of all time. 14 million U.S. government's names, infos, code names, everything, all their operatives, total roll up. There's no way they just got that. You gave it to them, didn't you? Oh, that's right. Oh, the Russians are getting us. Oh, the Russians. Obama rolled up our entire intelligence network worldwide, the Chi-Coms. That's why the intelligence agencies are in total war mode against Obama, because they realize it's a triple cross. And the enemy's got 16 days to try to stop us from restoring the republic.
The following statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Something shocking just happened in a Coast Guard unit in San Diego. The old guys in the unit have turned the tables and are now destroying the young bucks in head-to-head fitness tests. How is this even possible? Turns out the old guys in this unit have been part of a special test group for a doctor-formulated Fountain of Youth drink called Patriot Power Greens. Patriot Power Greens has been so effective for many of the older soldiers that it's made their achy joints, stiff muscles, and lack of energy a thing of the past. Previously, this drink was only available to elite military units. But for a limited time, the creator of Patriot Power Greens has set aside a small number of free samples specifically for our conservative friends. All they ask is that you chip in a few bucks to cover shipping. To claim your free samples of Patriot Power Greens, go to greens75.com. That's greens75.com. greens75.com.
For years, you've looked for safe solutions to protect what you've worked so hard to build. How do you
weather the next market correction with confidence?
Now there's a way to conquer the technology hurdle and help protect your profits without buying an annuity in any market condition. Introducing WealthGuard from OnTheMarkMoney.com. WealthGuard lets you know in advance if your accounts are dropping, an early warning system that tracks all your accounts. Get WealthGuard today, 100% free. Go to OnTheMarkMoney.com. That's OnTheMarkMoney.com.
Taking turmeric is good, but there's a problem with it. The active ingredient in turmeric, known as curcumin, is poorly absorbed into the cells due to its large particle size. But now, One Planet Nutrition has the answer for this powerful anti-inflammatory. Nanocurcumin, a nanoparticle curcumin which absorbs over 40 times better into your bloodstream. Discover more health benefits of nanocurcumin and nanocurcumin plus, now on sale at oneplanetnutrition.com. Use promo code GCN for your special discount at oneplanetnutrition.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Are you prepared to bug out? Infidel Body Armor and an Army Ranger have produced a high-speed DVD and book to show you how to drive in combat, patrol, and how to survive in combat. Skills you'll need when it hits the fan. Go to DrivenDVD.com. DrivenDVD.com.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level. That's advertise.gcnlive.com.
All right, let me get into the big news we're breaking that I'll then walk through the history of more in the next hour. And I've already broken a lot of it down. We have loyal people inside a lot of U.S. government intelligence agencies. The media got compromised. It got totally taken over. But because intelligence agencies had already been in the media since the founding of it, they could see the infiltration and the takeover. Then in the last 8 years, Obama completely sold us out to the communist Chinese, the Saudi Arabians, and others, and launched a program all over the Middle East, Africa, Central Asia, Far Asia, you name it, to put radical jihadis funded by Saudi Arabia as well as NATO in charge. It's now been leaked. Even the New York Times is having to report on it. Obama wanted ISIS to grow, leaked audio. And that's addressing the Syrian opposition. So that's just an example of what we're talking about. Trump is right. Hillary and Obama are the founders of ISIS. They founded it because it's really Al-Qaeda to confuse the name. Now, the public didn't know what was going on, but our military did. They began 5 years ago, and Cy Hirsch has now broken this last year. We first broke it, but he confirmed it all. We had the direct sources from NATO, from the CIA, I mean, from low level and high level. We had it from every angle. And so the Russians basically came into Syria because the U.S. military said, we're telling Obama if he doesn't back off, we're going to release the fact that we know they've been funding him, giving him missiles, you name it. Benghazi was the last straw. Russia said, okay, we're going to come in. Russia came in. So when you hear Obama say that Russia hacked our election, they didn't physically hack it, but it's actually true in a way that America worked with the Russians who were right next door to Syria to come in and stabilize things because our military did not want to be part of evil. They followed their duty to fight all enemies, foreign and domestic. They did everything short of arresting or going after Obama. And then Hillary stumbling around, all of her corruption, the WikiLeaks info, was all leaked from U.S. intelligence agencies as well as people in NATO and the U.K. They've had British ambassadors in the last 6 months who've met with the main leaker that represents the group currently in U.S. intelligence. We've had William Binney a year ago tell you that, former head of technical at the NSA, in this studio. So what you have to understand is the big news is this. Here's the big news. If Obama and Hillary try to keep Trump out of office, which they've been doing continually with 16 days left, and they keep claiming that Russia hacked power plants to turn the power off on the East Coast, and that's admittedly a hoax and all the rest of it, if they try to escalate and try to cook something up to arrest Trump or kill Trump, which they're currently looking at doing, then WikiLeaks and others are going to release information that is Obama and Hillary and the CFR in meetings with Kerry. It was Kerry and Hillary in the meeting with the CFR, basically telling Obama what to do, rebranding it as ISIS. And I was told that by high-level Pentagon sources, some of them on air, like Colonel Schaefer, who has so much courage. You know the stuff he goes through when he comes on the show. I mean, he's threatened every time. And he don't want me to get into that, but the point is that this is serious business, ladies and gentlemen. Serious business. And so here's the big story. We're in a death battle for the Republic. All over the world, people are waking up to globalism. And WikiLeaks and others are about to release incredible bombshell info if Obama and Hillary and all the rest of them don't back off and let us restore our republic. I mean, what upside-down world do you see the big leftist Julian Assange on Sean Hannity? Because they know that's a show that Trump trusts and where they know they can get it to the Republican audience who the Republican establishment is trying to manipulate right now into a war with Russia. We owe Russia so much for being sophisticated and working with our intelligence agencies and what's left of America to try to block this crazy globalist plan to turn Muslims loose all over Europe, all over the Middle East, all over Africa, all over Asia, which they've already gotten half their plan done. So this was a total global takeover with Soros behind it. That's in the WikiLeaks. A plan to end the free press, you name it, a total authoritarian takeover. And America and Russia, just like in World War II, is like coming to the rescue to block this evil empire takeover. It's incredible. And now these globalists know they're going to get in deep trouble if Trump gets in, so they're cornered rats moving against the Republic. We've never been in more danger. This is an incredible time to be alive. That's the big breaking news.
To GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical